it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's definitely going to be different not having those matchups that you would expect every year.
Because the NHL drafts, like, 17-year-olds. The NHL has to tread the water really carefully. Like, they don't even have a goalie. Like, what is the draw? But going into this year because of the Seattle Kraken's expansion draft. But,
where is this going?
Hear me out. It's going somewhere.
It's just not part of hockey. Like,
really looks like that weird dad I don't want me to pick up from school.
Welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts.
What up, guys? Welcome back to Slapshot Sweethearts. Today we are sitting down with Sarah Bustad. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, so excited to get into this interview. You guys made it far this year, but we're going to start from the beginning. How did you yourself get into hockey?
Oh, man. Well, I think that was a long time ago. I think, though, like, outdoor rinks, right? Like, Minnesota, that's huge, just getting on the outdoor rink. And my dad got me a pair of used hockey skates from Play It Again and, you know, pretty much fell in love with the sport the second I got out on the ice and couldn't get enough of it. So, you know, started playing hockey with the boys outdoors, and then played with the boys all the way up through Bantams and then high school hockey for girls. And, you know, that's also big here in Minnesota, playing for your high school. And got to do that for the Stillwater Ponies. And then was fortunate enough to play Division I college hockey at Minnesota State University Mankato, and was a Maverick there for 5 years. Did a redshirt year my first season. And then, yeah, that was that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in terms of, you know, playing with boys, like, how was that transition going from, you know, growing up playing with boys and then transitioning to girls at a later age? I know that's pretty common for a lot of the players that we've spoken to that at least played youth hockey with boys, but going all the way through high or up to high school at least.
Yeah, I think a lot of players that you speak to from around my age, a lot of them that played with boys when they were younger, or, you know, as long as they could, they were pretty successful with hockey. And I think that, you know, it's just challenging yourself and pushing yourself to play with them. And, you know, I liked that physical play. And when I played peewees and bantams, there was checking. And I know that's changed a little bit in Minnesota now, but I think that was a huge reason to, you know, my style of play now and playing in the WCHA, which is a really physical collegiate women's league. And so I think that's had, you know, a big impact on my playing.
Speaking of, like, your style play, you're a rather versatile player. You can do both offense and defense. Was that kind of always your, I guess, like, maybe strategy playing to be, like, that type of utility player who can do all sides of it? Or was it just kind of, like, you just happen to be good at both?
You know, I think it kind of happened. I think I played defense a lot. And then in high school, we needed a little bit more offensive punch, and they threw me up there, and I saw a little bit of success when I played forward and also really liked it. But then, you know, going into college, started off my career playing defense, and then about halfway through got thrown into the forward mix and also really liked that as well. And, you know, playing for the Buttes last year, started off playing forward there and then got thrown back on the blue line, and now just playing defense for the Whitecaps. And you know, I think it's fun being able to play a little bit of both. And I think it makes me a better player, you know, understanding both offense and defense, and then transitioning when I coach, being able to coach both sides of the bench. So I think overall it's been you know, really beneficial for myself and huge being versatile.
Yeah. So you said you started your, you didn't start your career with the Whitecaps. You started them with the Buttes. What was it like signing that contract and, you know, getting from the collegiate level to the professional NWHL level?
Yeah. So, I mean, right out of college, I really thought like, all right, I guess, you know, that's kind of it. I'm going to be done. I went down to Tampa and I worked for the Tampa Bay Lightning down there and was the community hockey coordinator and, you know, was on the ice a lot still, you know, growing the game and, you know, creating different programs to get more people involved. And, you know, I was really missing playing. And then I had an opportunity to go play for the Buttes and I was like, man, I got to do this now. Right. Like I'm going to have the rest of my life to work and only a short amount of time to play. So I jumped on the opportunity and that was really awesome. That was special first season, you know, in the league and also a league that I really believed in. And so it was a no brainer making that decision and, you know, continuing to play while I have the skill set to be able to play.
Yeah, I mean, that job sounds awesome, though. So, I mean, good for you to at least start your career there.
Yeah, absolutely. For no, sure. It's good.
So now with the Whitecaps, this season is your first season with them. An odd season to start with a new team. What was that transition like, especially in such a weird type of year?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, just a super weird year with COVID and everything with that. I think I was super fortunate of the fact that I grew up here in Minnesota and a lot of the players on the team, I either grew up playing with them or against them. And so it was more like just coming back home and playing with the girls, you know, so a really easy transition and love, you know, representing the hometown team and being back in the state of hockey.
You got Minnesota through and through here.
Definitely. I mean, obviously would have loved to have had a normal season and to have been able to play at our home rink, the Trier Rink, with fans. That would have been, you know, super awesome and special, but looking forward to that for next year, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, even though you guys weren't allowed to have fans, there was still a ton of hype around this season and the Cup playoff run, you know, the NBC sports contract, Lake Placid bubble for the, you know, brief time that it occurred. What was that like from a player's perspective to have all that momentum going into the bubble and then to Boston as well?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was huge, right? And the hype leading up to the bubble. And, you know, I think we weren't even sure we were going to have a season at one point. And then to be able to have a season and really showcase, you know, our team was really exciting and huge. And obviously Lake Placid was an interesting experience with COVID in general. And I think, you know, the idea was there. And unfortunately, we didn't get to close out the season while we were out there, but really fun going out to Boston. I think we had a great time out there and happy that we were still able to be on NBC and represent our league and our team. But I would definitely say like Boston was a lot more fun, I think.
I'm from Boston. I love to hear it.
Then Lake Placid, even though we didn't win it. But yeah, just, I mean, with COVID, I'm just happy that we even had a season, right? So.
Right.
Totally. So like, so obviously season gets stopped. Everyone kind of has to go home. What was that like re-prepping for Boston like? Like how long after you guys were sent home did you get to start training? Like what was that prep for you guys?
Yeah, we know it was different for every team. So we've heard a different perspective from every player we've spoken to.
Yeah, I mean, I would say just like communication on if we were going to even finish out the season was probably not consistent throughout all the teams. When I kind of wish it would have been. I had no idea we were going back out to Boston until a couple weeks and before we went out there, right? So we weren't training for, maybe a month, maybe a little less than that, I guess. But, you know, once we knew like, hey, this is on, we were hitting training pretty hard and doing everything we could to get back to it. You know, I think the biggest thing for this whole season was from the beginning, right? Even when we started practicing, it was like we were practicing and then we weren't because of something COVID, and then we were practicing and then we weren't. And so it was a lot of get in shape and then maybe not as good of get right. Back into shape again. So that was a definite struggle, but I think, you know, we're all athletes and we're able to kind of adjust to that and be adaptable. And so we figured out a way to do that.
That'll be like hard, like mentally, because it's like getting your body back in shape. Like that's kind of like, that's the job, was to kind of like stay with this, but like having to mentally just keep stopping and going, like that must be so draining.
Yeah, I mean, it was for sure. I think though, you know, in sports and in general, we face a lot of adversity. And I think, you know, I like to think at least that we're better prepared to handle adversity when it's thrown our way. And I think this is a great example of that. But I mean, at some points, just not knowing what's going on and not knowing if we're going to play, it's like, what's going on? I don't know how to explain that, but we figured it out. We got through it. And just, again, happy that we even had a season with COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the first game, you guys, for lack of a better term, looked like you coasted. I mean, it looked 7-0. It's a very, very nice game for you all. What was it like getting out of that game and going into the locker room, knowing that you guys were going to go to the championship the next day, that you guys, by all accounts, absolutely dominated that semifinal?
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter who we're playing, you know, the Whitecaps always show up to win every game. And I don't think we underestimated or overestimated anybody at any point this whole season, especially those last two games. You know, we're gonna go hard regardless of the score. And I don't even think there was a point in that second game where we, like, we thought we were gonna win that game too. You know, that's the mentality. And you know, until that last buzzer, you know, we really thought we were gonna win the whole thing. So I think just going in and treating each opponent as the toughest team is always our mindset.
And so, I mean, part of that last game had a bit of a, you weren't on the team last season, obviously you were with the Buttes, but last season, the Whitecaps and the Pride were that last 2020 game that was played. So there was a little bit of unfinished business there. Was there any sort of energy on the ice that was, you know, there, or was it just like a fresh slate based off what of everything that's been going on the last year? You know, what was that like?
Definitely. I mean, that rivalry is there and alive and well. I think, you know, you feed off that energy from the other players that felt that and experienced that last time, and right, you get behind that 100%, and it becomes what you feel, and it's the common goal. And again, like, we come every game to win it, right? So I think that one was definitely a big game for everybody in the locker room.
So this season came to an end, not the best outlook or not the best outcome, but like, what's the outlook for next year? Are we ready to prove some people wrong, come back and take it? What's the training like? Are you getting ready?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this for certain, that when I got back in the locker room, one of the first thoughts I had in my head was, I want this even more next year, you know? So we're not finished yet, and we'll be back for more next season. And training's gonna be a good one this summer and spring. And, you know, a lot of us are on the ice training or coaching and doing, you know, both of that. So it's gonna be good. We're gonna get after the summer and then be ready for next fall and winter. That's a promise.
Amazing. Yeah, we're excited to watch next season. Hopefully the momentum that's been building within the league and like with the coverage can keep going, especially with all these new changes and where hockey's being aired everywhere. But we can't wait to see you guys keep going. So tell the people where they can find you on social so they can follow you this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, sboosted8, and post a lot of like hockey stuff and coaching stuff as well. So follow along and follow our Whitecaps pages as well too.
For sure. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. We were so happy to sit down with you. Can't wait to see what you guys do next season.
Thanks for having me.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.